Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Smoking Syndicate. I'm your host, Ben Lee, in the Tatuaje Studios in Dallas, Texas. And tonight we're doing the Quesada Corner, and I'm joined by William Cooper from North Carolina. How's it going, Will?
Hey Ben, how's it going? Great to do this again. Having a lot of fun doing these, and looking forward to smoking Casa Magna tonight.
Yeah, tonight we're doing a throwback to a classic. I'm kind of looking forward to this. Tonight what we're doing is the Casa Magna Colorado, the Robusto size, coming in at a 5.5 by 52. Coop, can you tell us some more about it?
Yeah, I mean, this is, first, as far as the blend goes, it's an all Nicaraguan blend. The wrapper is grown in Jalapa, and it's actually a shade grown wrapper. So all Nicaraguan puro. And one thing is that this cigar, this was kind of what I would call a true collaboration cigar. We hear that term collaboration, it's thrown around a lot, but this is where you had two cigar making families come together to make this cigar. You had Manuel Quesada and you had Nestor Plasencia. And really what happened is Manuel went to Nicaragua. He worked with Nestor Plasencia on the blend in Nicaragua. They produced the blend at the Plasencia factory, but the brand is actually sold by the Quesadas. And one can say that this is the brand that might have put them really on the map, so to speak, because it's famous. This size we're smoking, the Robusto tonight, is the one that got number one cigar of the year in 2008. And it really launched Casa Magna into the spotlight. And Casa Magna has grown into not just a line of cigars, but a family of cigars, as there's been many other offshoots of this over the past 13 years.
Yeah, this is a cigar that's, a lot of old school smokers, knew about Quesada for quite a while, but this is the one that really brought to the forefront to a lot of the newer cigar smokers that came in, what I kind of call kind of like the Sega cigar boom, right?
Yep.
After their first one. And this one won tons of awards. There was several top 10 lists. It was one that was highly sought after. I remember being actually in New York City and going to a couple of shops that they were sold out of these cigars. You couldn't even hardly find them at one point.
Yeah. The story of this is I moved to Charlotte in 2008, and it was later that year when it got number one cigar. And I was at the old Outland Cigars in Charlotte. And Scott Weeks, who's with Recluse Cigar, he was a broker at the time representing Quesada. And he had gotten Outland Cigars to bring in the Casa Magna, and it shipped in the fall of 2008. And this quickly became a favorite among us at Outland. This is before that number one cigar hit. Like, this was a cigar a lot of us were enjoying, and we like, this is a great cigar. And then, bam, this thing gets number one. And guess what? Outland Cigars is like the only game in town who's selling this. So it was a move they made. They invested in this line, and it paid off dividends for a while for them by having this in there. But yeah, this was a favorite of a lot of ours, like I said, before the aficionado thing even hit.
Yeah, this is one I remember. I remember when it got number one, I was a little surprised, but not really, because I could kind of see it was picking up steam with a lot of customers. Like, it was kind of like almost a viral cigar at the time, like people were like, oh, that's a really good cigar. Hey, you should try this. And then, hey, oh yeah, that's great. Oh, hey, you should try this. It kind of went on and on to where, the people were buying them by boxes and stuff.
So yeah.
A couple at a hand, So this was one that, I thoroughly enjoyed back in the day. But it is one that, for some reason, that I haven't revisited for quite some time now. So I was kind of glad that we picked this one to do this month's Quesada Corner.
Yeah, and what, just so you know, a lot of what we're going to be doing is, Casa Magna this year, they had a new release, the Liga F, and that one's being made in the Dominican Republic. But we're going to smoke this. We're going to smoke the next month. We'll smoke the Liga F, and then we're going to kind of compare and contrast these cigars for sure. But we were talking, and I think Ben and I said, it makes some sense to do the dedicated show to this cigar, because I think it is a historic cigar. And I think the other thing that really was important about this number one cigar is it was a number one cigar for the first time by Aficionado that really didn't break the bank. I mean, you had something under $8 that you, that people can get in their hands and have a number one cigar of the year. And look, we could say Aficionado this, Aficionado that, but this still got number one and it still sold extremely well. So, and it was enjoyed by a lot of people. So, you know, I think they, and personally, I think they actually got the size right. Because I was smoking a lot of Casa Magnus prior to that. And while I had no insight that they were getting number one, the Robusto by far was my favorite size of this line. So I think they got the size right with this one for sure.
Yeah, I did too. They really expanded this line because they came out with so many sizes in this line.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's box presses that I've seen in this line. They've done some church. There's a Churchill size, Bellicosa size. They've done a lot, and then there's offshoots of the brands that they've done too. So there's plenty of Casa Magnus. And like I said, I was glad this year at the trade show that Casa Magna was kind of back in the spotlight because, like I said, it's been a and I've loved a lot of the other Casa Magnus that have come along the way too. So the Domus Magnuses are just still some of my favorite cigars.
Yeah, that was another one that was. When it came out, you know, it kind of had a buzz because of its predecessor.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed those. Like, to me, that was my favorite of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They were really, really good. And they did some cool sizes with those. So yeah, I agree. And they're more limited production, the Domus Magnuses.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into this cigar. Let's take a pretty good look here at this one. This is
yep.
really beautiful looking cigar. I forgot how gorgeous these wrappers were on this cigar.
Yeah, this is that shade grown Jalapa wrapper, and I tell you what, they nailed it. This band just is, I love this band. It's a very iconic classic band, and it just contrasts the wrapper really beautiful. And Colorado, it's got that reddish hue like you would expect from a Colorado wrapper.
I love Colorado wrappers. It's one of my favorite. Just that beautiful rich deep color. It just looks great. But
yeah,
you're right. Exactly. That band has always been a really classy band. I've always really thought that was a really striking looking band.
Yep. And by the way, if you're looking behind me, you can see these Casa Magna boxes. I actually took a picture of this in the Placencia factory back in 2012. So this was like a production they were doing that day. And you can see that's a 4¾ by 60 size they did.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that size, actually. Nothing about it.
I have. I mean, again, it's a 60, so it's almost that nub size you're going to have. It's good. It's a good size, but if you're not a 60, it's probably not going to be the size for you is what I'll say, you know. But there's certainly a lot of 60 ring smokers out there, and that's something that could appeal to them.
Yeah, everybody knows the 60 is definitely not my size, but you were definitely opening my eyes up to some of these 60s. So
yeah, you and I have talked, and like I said, I'm careful. I don't say go after every 60, right? But there are when you can find them, it's kind of like, you know, you tell people about it, and then they can make their own decision. And vice versa, you've done the same with me on some stuff. So
oh, definitely. Let's go ahead and you want to cut this? Let's check this drawing.
Absolutely.
I have the perfect milkshake draw. Wouldn't expect anything.
Yeah. Different. Yep. Yeah, I think this is going to be very good right out of the gate.
Now, this one has always had an interesting pre-light flavor for me, right? Like, I get like a leather and a woody note.
Definitely.
But I get a hint of like a cumin note. You know, the cooking spice cumin? It's a lot of Mexican cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
I get a hint of that in this cigar. You know, and I've always got that, like every time.
You know, I've sensed something like that. I couldn't put my finger on what it was, but that's a perfect analogy to that. But definitely the leather wood is kind of a cedar component in there. And like you said, that milkshake drawer is exactly where I think this needs to be.
Yeah, it's this is it's I've I've really had an issue with these cigars, withdrawal.
I tell you, yeah, the Casa Magnas have always consistently been excellent construction I've had. I've never had a combustion issues, and like the draw is really good, and with this line. And I'll be honest, it's probably a couple of years since I smoked the Casa Magna. And we, you know, doing, and I was excited to do it and revisit it tonight. But I have smoked a lot of these, so.
Yeah, it's the same with me. I smoked a lot of them, you know, back, you know, when it was really super popular. But I'm the same with you, you know, as, you know, I've been moving, you know, a lot the past 6-7 years. And it's just one that I kind of, I haven't had a lot of in the past about 3 or 4 years as well. So when we had this was coming up, I was kind of like, oh man, I forgot about that cigar, you know, kind of glad when you showcase it. Cause it's another, there's a lot of classic cigars to me, especially ones that I smoked when I first started smoking in the late '90s, early 2000s that I still enjoy to this day, you know, but sometimes you forget about those because we have to smoke so much stuff because we need to be on top of what's new and coming out and it's hot.
Yeah.
And reviewing and stuff. The classics kind of fall by the wayside. And when you get a hold of, you know, one, you're like, oh my God, I forgot how good these were, you know? So I'm kind of curious to see, like, is it still get the same, like, still get the same feeling once we light into this?
Yeah. You know, what's really kind of, this cigar is already 13 years old. So it's older than I've been doing cigar coupe. I haven't reviewed it ever because I've been so, you know, I've reviewed a lot of Casa Magnus. I just haven't reviewed this because, like you said, we get so focused on the what's new. And I don't know, Ben, in the last couple of years, I've really stopped with the what's new in a lot of ways. Yes, we still do it for coupe and things like that.
Right,
but
yeah.
When I look at a cigar that for 13 years, I think could be consistent. And this cigar has been on aficionados list many, many times afterwards. There's something to a brand that has that kind of longevity for 13 years. So they're doing a lot of things right, obviously.
Definitely. Yep. I'm going to go ahead and light this thing up, man. Let's get started this thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a cold front coming through Dallas again, so it's like super windy. So I like using a soft flame, but I got to use my quad torch right now.
Because
this wind is crazy.
There's nothing like those soft flames when you're on the bus in Nicaragua, right?
I know, yeah.
And the wind's blowing into the bus, and you're burning your fingers off with that soft flame.
Yeah, I tell, you know, I use Bix, you know, and everybody's like, everybody hear people talk about, oh, you can't use a Bic to light a cigar. That's terrible. Bic, oh, come on. That is the official lighter of Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. Let me put that to rest right now. It is the official lighter of Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. I'm telling you.
Yeah, if you want to know why Tobacco Business nominated it for accessory of the year a couple years ago, maybe the sole reason. Yes, Bic... Vic has got, yes, it's the official lighter.
I mean, it's just crazy. And it kind of ended it all when I saw Dom Pepin light up one of his cigars in his factory with the Vic.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you need?
It is kind of funny. Like I said, if we ever started if I was ever going to start a business in Nicaragua, it'd be the lighter business. And supply all the cigar tours with it.
That's it. Yeah, it's either a Bic or one of those little square the Jeep lighters, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these guys you can get into Nicaragua.
Yeah.
These, they're all plastic, but you can't get them out of Nicaragua. Like, they'll confiscate them at the airport. So, but they're inexpensive, so I usually take a couple, and if they just, you know, and I kind of sacrifice them, because at least I can have a torch flame there on the bus, which is really the one place where I need it. The Bic I can use any other time, but when you're smoking on the bus, that soft flame, I burnt like several fingers in my lifetime on that.
Same. The good old days.
Yeah.
What are you getting so far on this cigar?
I'm getting some of the wood notes. It's kind of a continuation of the pre-light draw. I'm getting some of the wood notes for sure. A little bit of that sweet cedar. And there's a black pepper component I'm picking up on the tongue right now.
Yeah, I'm getting the same. I get that black pepper a lot when I retrohale the cigar.
Yeah.
And yeah. I do get that cumin flavor, but to me, it's a lot less than on the cold draw to me. It's like back in the very deep background, but I still get it. There's like a natural tobacco sweetness in there.
It's a natural tobacco sweet, yeah. But you know, the thing is, if you let the smoke kind of go on your tongue, you're gonna get some of the pepper on the back of your tongue.
Yes.
Too. You know, it's kind of, which is normally where I get some of the bitter notes, but I taste the pepper back there towards the back. But there's something about this size. I mean, I can't help. I've smoked a lot of Casamay, but this size, it's like the perfect storm. And I'm kind of curious as we go through it tonight and like pay attention to it. Because like I said, it's been a while since a couple of years and I smoked the Casa Magna. So
yeah, same. I'm getting, and I almost get like almost like a toasted nuttiness as well with a little hint of salt on the palate.
Yeah. There's a little earth coming through. It's coming too.
Yeah. Yeah, what I like about the sweetness too is like it's there, but it's not really a main component. It's almost like that kind of like human spice where it's like,
yeah,
there to kind of level things a little bit, like, you know,
yeah,
just a slight layer, kind of tying everything together.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. And you know, I've done a few of these with you, and I think I've talked about how I don't like a syrupy type of or yes. jammy type of sweetness. That's not what you're gonna get on this at all.
No, absolutely not.
Which is right up my alley. I don't know what that just blew in, but something just wasn't a bird though.
It was a big moth or something.
It was a very big moth. I see him. So he's just chilling.
Yeah, this has got a good balance of all these flavors.
Yeah, it is. And that's one thing, again, that this cigar, a key thing, and this is something like I've learned from Jose Blanco's balance on the palate yes. of the flavors, and that's very yep. important. I mean, Jose taught me a lot about that.
Yeah, we kind of like cigars the same way, too, Jose yeah. and I. Balance is a huge priority, and we both like a long finish on a cigar. You know, I don't want one that, As I see the smoke moving away, the flavors have already gone off the palate, right? I don't care for that. Like, to me, the longer the finish, the better I think the cigar to me is how well blended it is.
Yeah. There's something else I'm getting on the retrohale with the pepper. I'm just trying to put my finger on it right now. Like, I'm not retrohale. And the black pepper's not overpowering either.
This is definitely off to a good start.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah, we're it's going good. So we'll go ahead and finish this first start. We'll be back to let you know how it is. Everybody, we're back and we're at the end of the first third here. So far, so good for me. My burn has been amazing. It's putting out a ton of smoke. I'm getting kind of the same flavors. I'm getting that woodiness, a leather component, that some spices, especially on the retrohale, getting the black pepper. For me, the sweetness is still there, but it's kind of died down a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm getting a little bit of a slight, like a toasted nuttiness, but I'm getting a little bit of a coffee note now too, like a hint of the black back.
Coffee note, yeah.
Yes, black coffee. So is that what you're getting? Or are you getting something different?
We're totally in sync on this because I was going to mention the black coffee note and the nutty component. So I'm definitely the nuttiness on this thing has I'm picking it up a lot more right now.
Yeah, what I get too, it has a pretty decent finish. Like it's got a, I would say it was a long finish, but it's close. It's a medium finish, medium to long finish. But what else I'm getting is, as kind of the flavors kind of roll off the palate, I get a hint of like the saltiness kind of shines at kind of in the back. And I kind of really enjoy that, actually. It's really melts the flavors together really well.
But there's definitely a good natural tobacco sweetness off this too.
Yes.
That I'm getting. I guess I'm still getting, and it's like I said, it's not that overpowering jammy. It's perfect. But like I said, that earthy component seemed to have moved to more of a black coffee note. And it's adding a nice balance to the whole like flavor composition here. So that's what I'm really enjoying. This is dead center medium for me right now.
Same here.
Medium strength, medium body. Yes. Yeah.
Same. And what I like about the balance of this cigar too so far, because you have the bitterness we got with the earthiness and the black coffee, the sweetness, right? I get that salty component with the toasted nuts. You know, it's almost, you know, it's got a great balance.
Yeah, I'm getting the saltiness a little in the retrohale, actually, too.
Well, yeah. I get a little bit of that sweetness a little bit more when I retrohale as well. I was getting it as much when we first lit the cigar. I got a lot of black pepper, but there was something else. It was kind of almost overshadowed by the black pepper. Now, I would say be like 80-20 with that black pepper and a little bit of sweetness, and it kind of amplifies the saltiness a little bit as well, too.
Yeah. I miss this cigar, man. I got to be honest with you, man. Shame on me for not smoking these for a couple of years, because this is really good.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, beautiful combustion on it. Look at this. Look at that. It's beautiful. I have some air blowing down here because I have the heat on in here.
Yeah.
And it's blowing down a little, but, you know, it's milkshake draw. You know.
I'm going to check what our wind is here right now. It's pretty damn windy. I mean, it's 18 mile an hour. That's what it is right now. And with that,
yours is burning great with that.
Look at that.
That's windy.
That's with this wind. I mean, you can probably see it with, you know, my Tatawahi. So you can see how it's shaking, right? For the wind.
Yeah.
But the cigar is not like when you said that, I was like, oh my, I'm going to look at mine again because it's got to be burning.
Mine comes
bad.
Straight down is the problem, though. The wind's, the air's blowing down on my cigar sometimes.
But,
I'll freeze
line.
In here if I don't.
Yeah, this line right here is just crazy with this wind.
Yeah, I've got this. That's incredible. But I'm very happy with mine. But yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, off to a good start. So anyway, we'll be back on the end of the second, third, and we'll show you how it is. See you in a second. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. We're at the end of the second, third now. So, Will, what are you getting off the second, third? Is there any changes?
Not a huge change I'm getting. I do think that black coffee note has gotten much more prominent, though, in the scheme of things. I would say the strength came up in the cigar a bit, kind of pushing towards medium to full there. So it's definitely a little more kick I'm getting with this cigar right now. I'm still getting those nutty components. Some of the sweetness, though, has diminished, is what I'll say. So it's not as sweet as it was when we were just talking about this a few minutes ago. But there's still enough sweetness where it's the cigar is not moving into an unbalanced state by any means. I was just talking before while we were on the break. I touched this up twice, and really both times I touched it up with cosmetic reasons, not because I had to. So I'm very impressed with that as well. It's kind of a no maintenance burn I'm getting here. I probably didn't even have to touch it up, is what I was saying. So overall, very satisfying right now.
Yeah, I kind of would pretty much, you know, have the same experience with mine. I didn't do any touch ups, but it's burning amazingly well out here. Low humidity, high winds, and it's just smoking great. I've had no touch-ups, but I'm also the one where I kind of like, I let the cigar kind of just correct itself. I hate to do touch-ups because I just don't want to mess with it too much. But this one, it's been a razor sharp burn line the whole time. I've been really impressed with it. I get it the same flavors as you. I do get a little bit more black coffee note, and the sweetness has died down for me a good bit. Also, and I do get the increase in strength as well. But also for me too is it seems like I'm getting a longer finish now as well. The finish on it is longer.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to say the strength went from like 4.5 to 6, maybe something like that. I want to say 5, I don't know, 7, maybe a little high to say what the strength is, but it seems like going from 4.5 to 6 if I had to kind of just do it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. That makes sense. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gone up too much to where, you know, mild smokers would be like, whoa, okay, it's kind of out of control.
No, but you'll notice there is a noticeable uptick of that strength that's happened from the midway point. It seemed to kind of go very quick. It wasn't subtle. It kind of jumped up a little quicker. But again, this is, I wouldn't hesitate to give this to any type of smoker.
Yeah, now I will say that when I do the retrohale now, I get a little bit less black pepper. I'm actually getting the sweetness. I don't really get it on the palate very much, but when I retrohale, I get a lot on the retrohale, and I'm getting a little bit of that nuttiness down the retrohale. So it's getting a little bit more balanced.
Yeah,
overall, great, great cigar so far. So, we'll go ahead and finish this cigar off. We'll give you our conclusions in a second. See you then.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And this is the final third here. It's going great so far. Go ahead, Will. What are you getting on the last third?
Well, I was talking about this when we were on the break. There was a creaminess that surfaced in this final third. It was some of it on the tongue at first, and then I started getting some of this creaminess on the retrohale on top of the other flavors with the black coffee. The sweetness definitely died down considerably by this point. But there's just enough where it's not, you know, it's still enough where I think it's contributing with the black coffee, the black pepper that's in there. And but again, I still get a touch of that sweet. But the creaminess is really what surprised me, Ben, because I normally don't get that on a final third of a cigar. And we have been really smoking through this final third. The burn is perfect on this thing. Combustion is perfect. Like I said, we could probably go another half inch down with this cigar, but we wanted to at least bring it to an end right now. So I'm, like I said, I'm very, very impressed with this right now. So this is, like I said, I can't complain. This is a fantastic smoking experience I've had from start to finish.
Same with me. I've been thoroughly impressed. What I'm getting kind of the same flavors that we got throughout most of the cigar, you know, a cedar note, leather, black coffee.
Yep.
There's a sweetness, a natural tobacco sweetness that's not cloying at all. It's a really, really nice kind of underlying flavor that kind of ties everything together. The roasted nuts that I get, kind of like a toasted nuts, a little bit of hint of saltiness.
No muddleness either in this last third, right?
No. And there's like a bitterness there for the black coffee, but it's really nice though. Like it's not overly bitter. Like I was thinking, maybe most of the final third, I'm not one that smokes it down to a nub. The point is when I pretty much pitch most cigars, this one's not ready. Right, ready to pitch. Like I think I could smoke half this more because I'm not getting any kind of off flavors at all for this cigar. And about that creaminess, right? To me, what I equated it to with the nuttiness was almost like a cashew note. Like how a cashew is kind of a creamy, you know, nut. It's kind of what it reminds me of. It's the first thing that popped in my head. And it's a really, really good cigar. Smoking well when I retrohale it. I'm getting, here comes the sirens. But I get a little bit of black pepper still, but I get a little more sweetness. And I get the creaminess as well too.
Yeah.
And I noticed as we were smoking this down, to me, the finish has got like a longer finish as well. I still think it's
finish medium. Definitely got longer.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think the body was still medium plus. Like it ramped up pretty good at the middle third or the middle of the cigar. Mm-hmm. And I think it's leveled out. It's kind of leveled out medium full, more medium on the than full, but it's really good approachable cigar for pretty much any cigar smoker.
I agree.
We're
in sync with this. We're in sync with this one.
Yeah, this cigar has been great all the way through.
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, I've really enjoyed revisiting this cigar.
So, what's your final rating?
You know what I'll say is one thing I made a point is before I get the rating is we're talking on a break. You know, I smoked these for a long time. I'm going back to 2008 when I smoked this. I'm paying a lot more attention probably than I have in some time for this cigar. And I can honestly say this cigar is not smoking radically different than it did in 2008. This is one of the best smoking experiences I've had this year. And I'm gonna put a couple of things on this right now that I haven't done in a long time. If I go back to the old Stogie Geeks ratings we use, I'm going to put the Chuck Norris rating on it. And I'm going to say these words I haven't said in a couple of years, 93. I haven't given a 93 out in a couple of years. So this is 93. This is how a 93 rated cigar should smoke.
That's hilarious because that's exactly the same score I'll plan to give it to, a 93. Because, you know, in between our segments, we actually looked up the original Cigar Aficionado score when it won Cigar of the Year.
Right.
And it was rated a 93. I 100% agree with that score.
I do too. But I haven't given a 93 out in 2 years. So, I'm sure there's a couple of other cigars I've had this year that are been smoking really good that I didn't review but just enjoy. But like I said, this one, this is as good a cigar as I've had this year. This was really good. And it's a testament. Yeah, I got to give the credit, too. Look, the Casadas are entrusting Plasencias with production there. They're keeping the eye on the production here because, like I said, this cigar is consistent. That's what the key thing is. It's smoking like Casa Magna's smoke, and there's so much I'm paying attention tonight picking up with this. It's fantastic smoke.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this smoke. And I smoked a lot of these back in the day. And I do remember it's, you know, being the same way. Like the consistency of it's pretty amazing. We're talking over a decade ago.
Yeah, 13 years. I mean, 13 years this cigar came out. And like I said, there's a reason it got number one. Like I said, and I go back again. This is the size. Like, without a doubt, I've always stood by the Robusto. And there's been some great sizes and permutations of this. It's not to take anything away, but that Robusto, I'm telling you, that's the perfect storm with this cigar.
Yeah, I can't put it down. I still got some too. It's crazy. And I tell you, that's what's impressed me the most is at the end of the cigar. I mean, I'm at the last inch of this cigar and it still tastes as good as it did in the middle, which is crazy.
It is. The other thing I think we said this on the break, this is a cigar you absolutely must retrohale to really get everything you're going to get, because you're going to miss out on things if you don't retrohale this. And I think that's an important point to make. Some people don't like the retrohale. I get it, but I can still enjoy this cigar, but I'm telling you, if you retrohale this, it's not going to be that much work to retrohale, and you're going to get this experience like we've gotten tonight.
Yeah, I was 100%. Like, there's some cigars that are elevated with the retrohale. This is 100% one of those cigars. Because to me, if you do not retrohale the cigar, this is like a 90, 91 cigar.
Right, right.
So the retrohale elevates this another 2 points to a 93 to me. Retrohale flavor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mark asked how old this cigar was. We got these in September. I don't have a roll date on them. I would say, you know, there's some age on these, but I can't tell how old they are. But we've had them for about 2 months. Well, I've had them for at least 2 months. I got them in early September, right when the Liga Fs came out. They sent it to us. So there's about 2 months of age on them since they have arrived.
Sorry, I asked more too, but I was taking some more puffs. It's still going good. Still yeah. strong. Yeah, yeah. This is one of the cigars that I wouldn't mind aging in boxes, you know, see how they age yeah. and all. But I don't know if I can leave them alone.
No, I mean, you know what the other thing is? These are 27-count boxes, these coming, right? I would buy the 27-count box of these. There's no hesitation. I have in the past, but I wouldn't hesitate with this. Because like I said, you could have some now and put like 10 or 12 of them away and age them. And, you know, Bear and I kind of do the aging experiments. We look at cigars, and it's really fun to smoke and find when it's going to hit the apex. And it will. There's going to be a point where there will be diminishing returns, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like, you know, it's with Nicaraguans, it's, you know, kind of hit or miss.
It is. You just don't know. But like I said, 60 days of age on it's that's pretty good. I've had them in the review humidor, which is the one that's my main one. So yours was shipped like probably a few weeks after we got them. I got them. So
yeah, they're smoking fantastic. I'm thoroughly enjoying this cigar.
Yeah, this is yeah. Folks need to revisit this cigar if you haven't. Like I said, it's smoking really good.
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered it. This is a winner. It's a box worthy cigar. Definitely yeah. one to go check out again because I feel bad for not smoking these as much as I have the best.
I'll be going back and smoking these too. So I think we have a couple extras still lying around of these that they sent. But yeah, I look forward to that. And then, like I said, next month we're gonna hit the new Liga F. So we'll be doing this again with that. If you want to kind of get that cigar and smoke it with us, you got a little advance notice on that. I know some folks ask, but yeah, we'll be doing this one next month. We'll be doing a Toro size of that one.
Yeah, and we'll review it, but we'll also kind of do a compare and contrast with this one.
Yeah, yeah, and I think there's a lot to think about with that too, because yeah. They are different. They're different cigars as well. They're very different.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good for next month. So make sure you stay tuned.
Exactly.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. And
yep,
we'll be back next month with another Casada Corner.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.